Chile is your home of the hottest hits, and this is one of the most genuinely brilliant stand-up comedians who actually happens to be a purple felt puppet I've ever known. Randy Feltface joins us right now on the side of a road in Bishano. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be joining you from sunny Bishano today. How are you both?
Oh, we're very well. You'd be having the best time down there because you did a vocal last night, and now you're seeing the sights and sounds of our beautiful state. And how beautiful is Bishano?
Oh my gosh, it's a stunning part of the countryside. The ocean, the multiple cafes, the granite rocks, the cell phone tower. It doesn't get any better than this.
So, did all 8 residents of Avoca turn out last night?
Excuse me, there were 49 of them.
Wow! And
I gotta say, I went into that show, and no slight on Tasmanian rural areas whatsoever, because I don't want to get in trouble this time, but I was a tiny bit sceptical about how they would receive me. I was a little bit trepidatious, but I gotta say, it may be one of my favourite shows ever. They were awesome.
Really?
Mate, this tiny little pub, the Union Hotel in Avoca, beautiful people that run it. It was awesome. I had a blast. And I only made a few disparaging remarks about incestual family relationships. And they ran with it. They were very cool. I had a good time.
Well, this is the best part about Tasmania. We kind of take the mickey out of ourselves. And you've already sold out Launceston. You are going to Burnie as well. Do you always find out little tidbits about the places you go to and just hammer them home?
Yes, and particularly driving this time, because I flew into Devonport, drove to Avoca, driving to Hobart, then Lonnie, and then up to Burnie, like doing a big sort of road trip on this one. So the amount of comedy material just on the roadsides in this state is just, it's a gold mine. Why would someone build a castle in a paddock? You know, it's just... non-stop gold. So, and also you roll into a town a few hours early, you have a wander up the main street and you go, well, there's a haberdashery. That's hilarious. Let's throw that in.
You are honestly one of my favourite comedians. You crack me up every single time. You are absolutely the best comedian I've ever seen.
Come on now.
How can you find something funny in the mundane like haberdashery?
I think you just point out things that people look at every day but don't necessarily see through the eyes of someone who's never seen it before. And then they go, oh my God, it's true. We do have a clock tower in the middle of the street. Oh, I never thought of it like that. The other trick is you just find out what town everybody hates in that town and you mention it once and everyone's like, oh, he's one of us.
Well, you are going to Burnie, and that's my hometown. I don't know if you know Burnie very well. Have you been to Burnie before? Are you ready for the northwest of Tassie?
I have been to Burnie once, and I am thrilled to get back there. Old Brady Watkinson is joining me for that gig. He's another Burnie lad, so that should be fun. But, Emu Bay, what can I say? I went there once when I was 12. I love a wood chip.
Yes.
I love seeing what trees used to look like. That's why I write all my shows on paper.
Are you stopping in Launceston at any stage?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a show at the Tramp Shed. It's sold out, but I am looking forward to getting back into Lonnie. I adore Launceston, so I'm going to, do my usual stroll, taunt the macaques in City Park, get some sort of vegan treat, walk up the main street, screaming obscenities, and then doing the show. And then I will have ticked all of the things off my list.
You've just literally covered off a normal, regular day for any person.
We're not even doing comedy, we do that.
I know.
Well, you did sell out all around Tasmania. Is there a few tickets left for Burnie? Can you still hit up the northwest?
Burnie is the only one letting the team down in the ticket sales. Everybody, all the other cities just bam, straight, sold out, boom, tram sheds, 200 and something tickets in a day, gone. Burnie, not so much. Get your act together, Burnie.
You've sold out London, you've sold out New York, and now Burnie's on your list.
I love this. You've sold out London, you've sold out New York, you can't sell out Burnie. But you're doing good work out there, Randy.
Oh, my God.
It's so good to hear from you, Randy, and we can't wait to see you in Launceston. It is sold out, but make sure you get your tickets for Denise Scott and Chopper still for Fresh Comedy as well. But we can't wait to see you here in Tasmania. And enjoy your time here, and thanks for taking time out.
Thank you so much. It's so great to connect with you guys again. Have a wonderful day.